Hi there, Idaho Matters podcast listeners. We've been noticing lately that a lot of you listen to the show in podcast form, and I really want to say thank you for that. And we think it's great, and we actually want to know you a little bit better. So will you do me a favor? I'm hoping you'll fill out a survey. Just go to boisestatepublicradio.org/podcast survey. The reason why we're doing this is we want to make a case that podcasts need to keep happening here on Boise State Public Radio. So again, go to boisestatepublicradio.org/podcast survey and take that survey. Thanks so much. You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. The musicians of the Boise Philharmonic have decided to join a union. Last week, they announced they voted overwhelmingly to sign on to the American Federation of Musicians of the United States and Canada. The move is being characterized as an attempt to secure a seat at the table for major decisions about the organization. Boise Philharmonic met with musicians last week, and after their meeting, the board issued a news release stating they and management are, quote, saddened that the musicians feel alienated and are moving in a new direction without first informing them, unquote. Joining me live in studio to talk more about this decision to unionize are Kate Jarvis, Assistant Concertmaster with the Boise Philharmonic, and Jeffrey Hill, Principal Second Violin with the Boise Philharmonic. Welcome to the show, both of you.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Jeff, I want to start with you because you overwhelmingly voted. I mean, what, something like 96% of your musicians voted, said yes, you want to unionize. So where are you in the process of unionization?
So right now we're at the point where obviously, we've had this overwhelming majority of musicians vote to join the union.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, we're just waiting for our board to recognize us as a union orchestra.
So the board, do they have to give their permission or approval, Kate?
I mean, what we actually did was we voted to merge our bargaining rights, which the orchestra committee typically has. We voted to merge those rights with the American Federation of Musicians. So that's something we've already done, and we're just waiting for our management to recognize.
So what does that mean, I guess, for them to recognize?
Sure. So there, we are waiting for them to recognize that moving forward, that we would be represented mm-hmm. by the AFM
after, moving forward.
Yeah, exactly.
And before the program, we were talking a little bit off mic, and the Boise Philharmonic is actually, your musicians are in the minority across the country when it comes to being part of a union, yes?
Correct. So most orchestras of our size or larger have been members of the American Federation of Musicians for a number of years. I'm actually a member of the Local 99, which is in Portland, because I've worked with the Oregon Symphony before. And I think a number of our musicians are part of different locals as well because they've worked with other orchestras.
So what is the benefit of merging and being a part of this union?
I think one of the biggest benefits is that we as an orchestra get a real voice at the table when it comes to important issues. We basically want a voice in the future of the organization, and we feel that this is a great way for us to secure that voice going forward.
And give me some examples of what that would potentially look like, Kate.
It's a good question. I mean, I think both the musicians and management, I think we both have the same goal. Like mm-hmm. we want to see the orchestra grow and continue to provide great music to the community of Boise. And so I think one of the things that union membership might help with is, you know, attracting talent. You know, mm-hmm. we have auditions pretty regularly to fill positions. And like we talked about earlier, this is a industry standard. So many orchestras are members of the AFM, and, you know, musicians that are graduating from school and looking for jobs, that's something that they already know about and recognize that, you know, orchestras that have contracts and negotiations mm-hmm. with the AFM, you know, we're more protected. The professionalism and the standard tends to be higher. So I think those are a few ways that we think that this could mm-hmm. help. grow the organization.
Go ahead.
I just want to reemphasize what she was saying, that this really is a professional standard. This is something that we as professionals came together and decided that we wanted to do. That's how we want to be seen.
I'm speaking with Kate Jarvis. She is the assistant concertmaster with the Boise Philharmonic, and Jeff Hill, principal second violin with the Boise Philharmonic. We're talking about the musicians' decision to unionize. Has there been tension with the board or with management, and has that played into it, or is this just something, as you said, an industry standard that you feel your musician should be doing?
Well, yeah, that's totally true. It is an industry standard. I think for us, it's not. So for us, you know, relations between us and the board, they can be great. They can be not so great sometimes. It's really not about any one specific thing. It's really about looking forward and making sure that in the future, the musicians have an equal voice at the negotiating table.
And because I know right now your musicians are under contract, correct?
Yes.
So how does it... So without being in the union, what is your voice in contract negotiations?
I think just at this point, the way the system works, we think that being a part of the American Federation of Musicians is going to give us a more meaningful voice than we currently have right now, and just helping us to negotiate a future contract. Mm-hmm.
And that's part of it, right? So the next time this contract comes up, it is to be able to come to the table and have more of a voice, be more empowered potentially.
Exactly. Right.
But I mean, obviously right now we're still waiting for management to recognize us. Mm-hmm. And that's, as far as like a timeline goes, that's the first step.
Yeah.
So can you not move forward officially with this unionization until or unless the board recognizes this?
Well, I mean, like we said, this is something that we have done already. Our bargaining rights have been merged with the AFM, and when we say that we're waiting for recognition, that's just waiting for the board to say yes, we will move ahead and negotiate with you under those terms.
And I think, you know, we, like I said earlier too, I think the musicians and the board do have a similar goal, right? We want to help the organization grow, and I think this is the way the musicians feel like we can help do that.
You know, what's interesting to me too is I would think that a lot of people outside of your industry may not understand your industry and why musicians have unions. And is there an educational component to this as well, just for, you know, the community at large, that you are professional working musicians. This is not a hobby. You don't show up on a Saturday night at the Philharmonic to just play for free.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, most, if not all, of our musicians have multiple degrees in music, whether it's, you know, in the performance of their specific instrument. Some people have, you know, you can get degrees in music theory and music history. Like I personally, you know, spent 7 years in furthering my education so I could, you know, learn to play the violin and be the best musician I can be. So it's not just about, you know, like you said, showing up on a Saturday for a concert. We spend hours perfecting our skills in our practice room to be able to come to rehearsal and, you know, put together a concert in a week. So
wow. So what does this mean moving forward with a union like you have? Are there effects to the community? Are there, you know, and what I mean by that is, as you mentioned, Kate, you said, you know, bringing in more musicians, maybe bringing, you know, opening that up. So could the quality be affected?
I think only in a positive way, only in a positive way. As we said before, this is an industry standard. And we have heard accounts of people looking to come audition here. Mm-hmm. And then they see that, oh, it's not a union orchestra. And that has dissuaded some. And obviously, we want to create the best artistic product possible. Mm-hmm. And this is one way that we can look into doing that.
Right. And I think, you know, it's very clear that Boise is growing very, very quickly. And I think we want to, again, provide just this wonderful cultural experience for the community. Mm-hmm. And I think as we move forward with this, I think it, like Jeff said, it can only be a positive thing.
And one thing I do want to add on to that, yes, we definitely do want to create this cultural arts experience for the community. But one thing I want to add to that is just that at the end of the day, what we are doing is still work. It's still mm-hmm. labor of a certain type. And I think when you start to think of it in those terms as something that we've practiced and perfected for many, many years, then what we're talking about doing is not so strange sounding. Mm-hmm.
And when you talk about a union, does that also help with things, not just about necessarily your contract, but potentially things that would go into the contract, things like maybe health care, retirement? Does that play a part in all of this?
Well, I mean, those are things that, you know, down the line we could talk about. But mm-hmm. I mean, but right now we're just thinking much closer to the current moment and just still looking for recognition at this point.
So are you hopeful that the board and management will recognize your position?
I think we're optimistic.
Yeah, and, we're definitely optimistic.
I think we've been shown that they're willing to sit down with us and talk about this. And we're mm-hmm. hoping that is something that they will continue to do, and we can move forward and continue to provide great concerts for the community.
And we should be very clear that you make a good point, Kate, that they did sit down with you last week, had a meeting with the musicians. They did put a news release out after that. And of course, like I said, they're saddened by it, but it seemed in the entire news release that there was an understanding of your position.
Yes, there's definitely a mutual understanding there. We don't want to create the idea that this is a really combative situation. Mm-hmm. It's not. It's just a situation in which I think both parties need to talk a little bit first before, you know, all the details become clear to everyone. But no, it's definitely not an adversarial situation mm-hmm. at all.
I want to thank both of you for coming in today and talking more about this. My guests today have been Kate Jarvis. She is assistant concertmaster with the Boise Philharmonic, and Jeffrey Hill, principal second violin with the Boise Philharmonic. We have been talking about the musicians' decision to unionize. Thank you both for the conversation. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much.